The Way of Righteousness. The Bible speaks of two lords, two kings, and two kingdoms. Luke 16:13, Acts 17:7, 2 Corinthians 4:4, and Colossians 1:13. One king loves righteousness, Hebrews 1:9, loves purity and truth, 1 Timothy 4:12, John 14:6, loves the unlovable, Romans 5:8, and the poor, Psalm 34:6, Psalm 41:1, and Proverbs 17:5. And loves justice, Hebrews 1:9, New Living Translation. He takes no pleasure at all that the wicked should perish, Ezekiel 18:23 and 32. This is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is God's Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, Revelation 19:16, Acts 2:36. One king, or more correctly, a false god that is believed to have supernatural powers and requires worship, Matthew 4:9. Loves darkness, Luke 22:53. Loves murder, what does that make you think of? John 8:44. Loves lies, John 8:44. Loves sinning, 1 John 3:8. And loves iniquity and lawlessness, 2 Thessalonians 2:7. This false god is Satan, deceiver of the nations, Revelation 23, and the god of this fallen age, 2 Corinthians 4:4 NIV. The gospel of Christ, Romans 1:16, and his kingdom, Matthew 13:19, separates the individuals that have chosen to be under the authority of darkness or light. Those choosing to follow Christ as Lord, Master, and King are called the children of the kingdom, Matthew 13:38. Those choosing the authority of the evil one are called the children of the wicked one, Matthew 13:38. Jesus went to the cross to redeem us out of the slavery of Satan's domain and bring us into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Colossians 1:13. He secured us the forgiveness of our sins, Colossians 1:14, and the complete purchase of our person, 1 Corinthians 6:20. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, 1 Corinthians 6:20. Warning, the false teacher has come. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after they had known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. 2 Peter 2, 20-22, King James Version. Verse 20. Notice these people, or false teachers, had escaped the pollutions of the world. They escaped this pollution through a knowing of Jesus as Lord and Savior. They are now entangled again by the pollutions of the world and overcome. They are worse off than before. Verse 21. It would be better if they had never known the way of righteousness than to know it and then reject the command they were given to live a holy life. 2 Peter 2:21, New Living Translation. Verse 22. There is an old saying that a dog comes back to what he has vomited, and a pig is washed only to come back and wallow in the mud again. That is the way it is with those who turn again to their sin. 2 Peter 2:22, Living Bible. Peter does not specify which commandment of the Lord that he is referring to, but he used the same word just a few verses before, 2 Peter 2:21, when he said that the false teacher had known the way of righteousness, but had then turned away from the holy commandment handed on to them. Thus I infer that Peter is talking about the ethical demands that stem from the gospel, which come to us through the apostles in the New Testament. Stephen J. Cole. John Calvin points out that even the godly who have some degree of biblical learning will become dim and mentally rusty if they do not receive these constant reminders and warnings. And so the church needs faithful teachers to impress the truth on the memory of their hearers, just as Peter is doing here. Calvin's Commentaries, pages 412 through 413. Peter Davids puts it this way, in Jesus the rule of God became manifest in this world, and this manifestation of the rule of God brings with it a demand that people turn from their way and submit to God's way, that is, obey the good news and submit to the way of life that it proclaims. While often missing from contemporary preaching, this is the message of the New Testament, the letters of 2 Peter and Jude, page 261. Observations, not conclusions. Why does the Lord say, but if a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits sin and does the same detestable things the wicked man does, Will he live? Ezekiel 18:24, NIV. Why does James say, "My dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, you can be sure that whoever brings the sinner back will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins." James 5:19 through 20, New Living Translation. Why does the author of Hebrews say, "If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment." Hebrews 10:26 through 27, NIV. Why did the Apostle Paul in his witness to Felix and Drusilla say, "A few days later, Felix came with Drusilla, his legal wife, a Jewess. Sending for Paul, they listened as he told them about faith in Christ Jesus. And as he reasoned with them about righteousness and self-control and the judgment to come, Felix was terrified." Acts 24:24 through 25, Living Bible. When you witness to the lost, do you tell them to repent and turn to righteousness, their need of self-control, and a judgment that is to come? Why did Daniel tell Nebuchadnezzar to "break off thy sins by righteousness and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor"? Daniel 4:27, King James Version. Is it really true that this is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are? Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. 1 John 3:10, NIV. Is it really true that people must repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds? Acts 26:20, NIV. Have you accepted Jesus' rule and reign in your life? If not, then repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Acts 3:19, King James Version.